'cause I'm living and fast forward. Hillbilly rock star out of control. I'm living and fast forward. Now I need to rewind real slow. I'm always running, son of a gun, and I've had a good time, it's true. But the way I've been going, it's time that I tone it down just a notch or two.
Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're Real Country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. President Trump in Florida this morning after touting his plan to eliminate taxes on tips at a rally in Las Vegas last night. The Israeli Defense Forces are blocking thousands of Palestinians from returning to their homes in northern Gaza. ABC's Brick Clenet has more.
Under the ceasefire deal, the IDF was supposed to withdraw troops from the corridor that cuts off the north from the south. After the second batch of hostages were released on Saturday, and 200 Palestinian prisoners also freed. But huge crowds of displaced Gazans finding the IDF was still in place. Chaos and fear erupting by the blocked road as gunshots fired. Gazans running in fear, many holding the bags full of belongings they thought they would be bringing home.
Israel says it will not let the Palestinians pass until Hamas stops withholding a civilian hostage. And President Yoon Suk-yeol has been indicted in South Korea. This is ABC News. Well, it was all a prank, but it was enough to create rumors and panic of an immigration raid at a grocery store that is patronized by many Central American people in Durham, North Carolina. A truck drove around the store's parking lot with what looked like the Immigration and Customs Enforcement logo on the side of it, and someone in uniform behind the wheel, resident Ania McNeil.
Even just in my school, where, like, there hasn't been ICE or, like, deportations, there's been a lot of talk about it. And it's so to, like, drive around and kind of, like, fearmonger, knowing that people are, like, super terrified of that right now, especially in, like, Hispanic neighborhoods, is insane to me.
The grocery store has filed a police report. In general, it is considered a crime to impersonate officers, including ICE officers. A Canadian cargo ship that was stuck in the ice in Lake Erie for 3 days is now free. Both the American and Canadian Coast Guard played a role in freeing the Manitoulin using ice-breaking vessels and other methods. 17 crew members were aboard. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time and skip the regular line at the airport and pay for speedy security. Imagine not having to quickly unpack and pack at the place you already came back to. And wearing your shoes the whole time you're there? You can't put a price on that kind of luxury. Well, actually you can, and you paid for it. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For speedy security. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
This is the story of the one who, as a maintenance specialist for a historic high-rise, knows that vintage charm historically needs constant attention. Which is why, when it's time to upgrade turn-of-the-century mechanicals, they turn to Grainger. With easy access to a million-plus products and the scale to deliver when and where you need them, the right tools and supplies are never far away. So the one can keep that vintage building running like new. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Are you having a party or event and need a place to rent? Well, why not try the Riverview Community and Senior Center in Durand? That's right. The Riverview Community Center is available to rent for individuals or groups. The center has a kitchen, tables, and chairs that you can use for your event. There's parking for your guests, and the cost is very affordable. A minimum of 2 hours is required. Call 672-4101 for availability. The Riverview Community and Senior Center, 606 West Madison Street, Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of sunshine out there for today. Southwest winds and highs near 30 this afternoon. In the overnight, mostly clear skies, lower 20s. West to southwest winds, quite gusty. It stays breezy Monday, partly sunny and upper 30s. Grandpa's barbecue sauce made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. It's 6 at our studios.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
We're back up in the country, back in the hills, down in the hollers where the folks are real, living with the crazies and the old wildcats, sawed-off shotguns and coonskin caps. Where I'm from, and I'm proud to say I'm from the country, and I like it that way. Everybody knows everybody, everybody calls you friend. You don't need an invitation. Kick off your shoes, come on in. Yeah, we know how to work, and we know how to play. We're from the country, and we like it that way. And we like it that way. Everybody knows everybody. Everybody calls you friend. You don't need an invitation. Get off your shoes, come on in. Yeah, we know how to work and we know how to play. We're from the country and we like it that way. Everybody calls you friend. You don't need an invitation. Kick off your shoes, come on in. Yeah, we know how to work and we know how to play. We're from the country. We're from the country. We're from the country and we like it that way.
From the country, it is Tracy Byrd. How's it going? It's FJ. And if there's one thing I've learned over the years, everything is better when it's chicken fried. Here's the Zach Brown Band.
You know, well, I'm a chicken fried. A cold beer on a Friday night. A pair of jeans that fit just right. And a radio. Well, I was raised up beneath the shade of a Georgia pine. And that's home, you know. Sweet tea, pecan pie, homemade wine. Where the peaches grow. And my house, it's not much to talk about. But it's filled with love that's grown in southern ground. And a little bit of chicken fried. Cold beer on a Friday night. A pair of jeans that fit just right.
and the radio. A lot of sea songs. See the love in my woman's eyes. Feel the touch of a precious child. And oh, mother's love. It's funny how it's the little things in life that mean the most. Not where you live, what you drive, or the price tag on your clothes. There's no dollar sign on a peace of mind. This I've come to know. So if you agree, have a drink with me. Raise your glasses for a toast to a little bit of chicken fried and cold beer on a Friday night. A pair of jeans that fit just right and the radio. I'd like to see the sunrise. See the love in my woman's eyes. Feel the touch of a precious child. And know a mother's love. I thank God for my life and for the stars and stripes. May freedom forever fly. Let it ring. Salute the ones who die, the ones that give their lives, so we don't have to sacrifice all the things we love, like our chicken fried and cold beer on a Friday night. A pair of jeans that fit just right and the radio. I'd like to see the sunrise. See the love in my woman's eyes. Feel the touch of my precious child. And know a mother's love. Get your little chicken fried and cold beer on a Friday night. A pair of jeans that fit just right and the radio up. I'd like to see the sunrise. See the love in my woman's eyes. Feel the touch of my precious child and know a mother's love.
We got you covered from Delta Dawn to Dixie on My Mind. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Dramatize every little small detail. Someone you know about us. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Used to dream about buying that bigger house, sitting on top of some hill. Losing sleep about filling my bank account, wondering if I ever will. But the older I get, I just care less and less about keeping up with people named Jones. If you don't fill it up with somebody that you love, it ain't ever gonna feel like home. There's always gonna be a higher high you could chase for the rest of your life. Greener grass in the yard next door, or a shined up Chevy little newer than yours. You're never gonna fill an empty cup if what you got's still not enough. The thing about happiness I've found is it don't live in bigger houses. I can hear the kids making little footsteps running down the hallway upstairs. I can see the dogs playing in the backyard through the kitchen window right there. Maybe life's kind of more about a swing on a porch holding her while the sun disappears. Why would I want to be anywhere else in the world when my whole world is sitting right here? There's always gonna be a higher high you could chase for the rest of your life. Grass in the yard next door, or a shined up Chevy little newer than yours. You're never gonna fill an empty cup if what you got's still not enough. The thing about happiness I've found is it don't live in bigger houses. Chase for the rest of your life. Greener grass in the yard next door, or a shined up Chevy little newer than yours. You're never gonna fill an empty cup if what you got's still not enough. Thing about happiness I've found is it don't live in bigger houses. The thing about happiness I've found is it don't live in bigger houses.
Dan and Shay, looking for bigger houses. I'm Andrew Jay. Great to have you here, and I hope you're doing well for the weekend. Stick around. Tim McGraw is on the way next.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
For five generations, starting in 1883, Goodrich Funeral Home has been serving families in the area. The staff members of Goodrich Funeral Home will guide your family in creating a meaningful ceremony to honor the life and memory of a loved one. A ceremony can be anything you wish it to be, simple or elaborate, traditional or unique. No matter how it's tailored, such a ceremony is an important step in recovering from loss. Goodrich Funeral Home, our family serving your family for years to come.
Build your business with a partner you can trust, The Home Depot. When you join Pro Xtra, you get lower than shelf pricing and dedicated support to help you streamline your business and stay on budget. Get dedicated pro support for supply sourcing, custom orders, large equipment rentals, and more. At The Home Depot, we supply the support your job needs with the level of service your business deserves. The Home Depot, how pros get more done.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go, shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about five times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Hey, I got you something.
What's this?
Just a little Galentine's gift from JTV.
Do you mean jewelry television? I love their jewelry. They have the
new customers get $25 off their first purchase of $75 or more. Visit jtv.com/romance.
And their artisan collections? Gorgeous.
Are you going to open your gift?
Oh, yeah. It's the pearl bracelet.
New customers receive $25 off their first purchase of $75 or more. Visit jtv.com/romance.
Progressive knows we all crave validation.
Girl, you are not 37.
I would have guessed 27.
You guys are too sweet.
Sure. Dewy skin.
Terrific. Is something wrong, Ned?
Why would you ask? Just because today marks my 10th anniversary without a car accident or even a speeding ticket? But somehow, tonight's all about your skincare.
Wow. With Snapshot from Progressive, you can get a personalized rate based on how you drive. And that's all the validation you need. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliate. Snapshot not available in California or from all agents. Surcharge possible for unsafe driving.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I'll take a moment and celebrate my age, the ending of an era and the turning of a page. Now it's time to focus in on where I go from here. Lord, have mercy on my next 30 years. Hey, my next 30 years, gonna have some fun. Try to forget about all the crazy things I've done. Maybe now I've conquered all my adolescent fears, and I'll do it better in my next 30 years. My next 30 years, I'm gonna settle all the scores. Cry a little less, laugh a little more. Find a world happiness without the hate and fear. Figure out just what I'm doing here in my next 30 years.
Here we go.
My next 30 years, I'm gonna watch my weight, eat a few more salads and not stay up so late, drink a little lemonade and not so many beers. Maybe I'll remember my next 30 years. My next 30 years will be the best years of my life.
raise a little family and hang out with my wife. Spend precious moments with the ones that I hold dear. Make up for lost time here in my next 30 years. In my next 30 years. Oh, 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 yeah, yeah, yeah. All right.
Locally. Listen locally. Real Country. 1430 AM at 107.3 FM. WRDN.
I guess you're off to have your fun. Another ending just begun. Know what I don't see. Really shouldn't bother me. So go and have yourself a ball. You'll be at no one's beck and call. And with that fire in your eyes, another lover's moon will rise. Someone else will take the fall. And that's just the way you are. I've known all along. Some candles always burn, even when the night is gone. Again, you can burn one down for me, so you don't matter anymore. I'll convince myself, I'm sure, as if I give a damn. That's just the way I am. Never spend your time. Cause anyone can see you won't be crying over me, and you never were that kind. And that's just the way you are. I've known all along. Some can't burn, even when the night is gone. But the strongest of flames won't burn eternally. When you find another friend who'll light your candle up again, you can burn one down for me. When you find another friend who'll light your candle up again, you can burn one down for me.
8:30. You're listening to Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Time now for Strength for Today, a Bible teaching message and ministry from Pastor Doug Vick of the First Baptist Church of Durand.
Welcome. We're glad to have you with us, especially those that are listening via WRDN. I'd like you to take your Bible and turn to the epistle that Paul wrote to Titus. Titus chapter 2. Titus chapter 2. And we're going to be looking at a number of verses as we finish out this chapter. Titus chapter 2. And I'm going to begin reading in verses 9 through 15. And if you have a Bible, I'd like to encourage you to follow along. Paul writes, "Exhort servants to be obedient unto their own masters and to please them well in all things, not answering again, not purloining, but showing all good fidelity that they may adorn the doctrine of God our Savior in all things. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. These things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no man despise thee." Lord, we thank you that one of your key attributes is that you are omnipresent. And now, Father, that as we come to study the Bible, we thank that you are present with each believer. And we draw from your presence that we might understand better this work. And we pray that the Holy Spirit would illuminate the text and help us to grasp the insights that he has given to us when this book was originally penned, that we might apply it to our life and glorify you. For we pray in Jesus' name, amen. Well, by way of recap, we just want to remind you that this book was written about between 62 and 64 AD. Paul had left a trusted companion by the name of Titus on the island of Crete. A number of churches had sprung up on this Mediterranean island, and Titus was left to instruct the leaders in these churches in how to live for God. And there are five groups of people that are specifically mentioned. There are senior believers in verses 1 and 2 of Titus chapter 2. There are aged women who are mentioned in Titus chapter 2 and verse 3. And then there are the young women who are given instructions. And then the Bible tells us here that there are young men who are also given instructions. Now, as we come to verses 9 and 10, we see that we have another group that are mentioned by the Apostle Paul, and they are called servants. And the word servant here actually in the original means a slave, a bond slave, a doulos. And the word bond, that adjective, means anything that binds or fastens. So a bond slave is a person who is fastened by Roman law to his master. And Rome's empire depended on slavery. Bond slaves, for most of its labor, they were an essential part of Roman society. Slaves were an essential part of Rome's economy. Some were captured in war. Some were sold into slavery to pay off their debts. Some were inherited. Some became slaves because of crimes that they had committed. Some were simply kidnapped by thugs and transported to distant cities where they were sold. Slavery was rampant in the Roman Empire. In the early church, there were many slaves. In fact, 90% of the names on the walls of the catacombs are those of slaves or ex-slaves. And so people found the gospel from all walks of life, and slaves were no different. They too responded to the saving message that Jesus Christ is the Savior of the world. So as we look at our text as we start here, there are specific directions that are given to these servants or to these slaves. And there are five musts, if you would, that Paul gives Titus to pass on to these that are slaves. And there's some parallels here between the employee and the employer relationship that exists today in our society. There are some expectations that employers can have concerning his employees, and there are some expectations that the employees are to meet as they seek to be a good employee of their employer. So there are five musts that Paul gives to servants, to employees. And let's take a look at them very quickly right here. Number one, they are to be obedient, the scripture says. Isn't that read in your Bible too? Exhort servants to be obedient unto their own masters. Obedient, to do what they're told. They are to be, first of all, submissive. They are to be submissive. They are at the workplace to fulfill the employer's or their master's will. And the master or the employer knows what responsibilities he has been entrusted with. And he empowers and passes those responsibilities on to those that work beneath him. And in order for an organization to work, there has to be obedience. So the first requirement for servants or slaves or employees, if you would, they are to be submissive, obedient. Now the second thing is they are to do their best. They are to do their best because the Bible tells us here they are to please them well in all things. They are to please them well in all things. And that word, please them well, translates as one Greek word, euristo, in the original language. And it's found twice in Romans chapter 12 and verses 1 and 2, a favorite passage of Scripture for each of us. Or Paul reminds us, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable, well-pleasing, euristo. That is the way we are to present our bodies to God, is something that is well-pleasing to him. And then it says, which is your reasonable service. And the same word appears in verse 2 of Romans chapter 12. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove, discover, what is that good and acceptable, your aristo, fully agreeable and perfect will of God. So in the same way we are to live our lives as fully agreeably to God, slaves are to live fully in agreement with their masters. So they are to be submissive, obedient. Second of all, they are to do their best, to please them well, to do their best. And third, they are to be respectful. They are to be respectful. Going back to our text right there in Titus, it says, not answering them again. Antilegeo is the word. And it implies resistance. It means talking back. It means to mouth off. It means to be argumentative. Slaves are not to be that way toward their masters. And employees are not to be that way toward their employers. Not answering them again. The word is translated in Titus chapter 1, verse 9 as gainsayers. People who contradict the Word of God in the house of God. They are to be respectful, not answering again. Not answering again. And then it says here in verse 10a, they are not to purloin. P-U-R-L-O-I-N-I-N-G. Nosphizomai. It means to set off for oneself. It means to separate or to put on one side. You know, many times household slaves became business managers for their masters. That gave them a considerable freedom, a considerable opportunity to misappropriate money or food or jewelry or other valuables that were entrusted into their care. So they are given specifically told right now not to steal. Acts chapter 5, verses 2 and 3, it was Luke who described the action of a husband and wife, Ananias and Sapphira. You perhaps remember them. It says they sold a possession and kept back nosphizomai, part of the price, his wife also being privy to it, and laid it at the apostles' feet. What does that mean? It means Ananias and Sapphira embezzled money, and then they did not tell completely how much they sold their land for, but they wanted the other believers to think that they gave it all when they didn't. That's called embezzling. In verse 3, but Peter said, Ananias, why hath Satan filled thine heart to lie to the Holy Ghost and to keep back part of the price of the land? The same word, keep back, nophizomai, to separate for their own use that which does not belong to them. And my friend, that is a violation of Exodus chapter 20, verse 15. That's the eighth commandment, is it not? It says, thou shalt not steal. Slaves are especially told to be honest, not to purloin, not to steal. And then third, the scripture tells us they are to show all fidelity. That's what it says, doesn't it, there in the Word of God. Showing all fidelity, just the opposite of being deceitful and stealing and taking from your employer or from your master what does not belong to you. They are to be loyal, trustworthy. They are to be dependable. That is to be a key character trait of an employee. That is to be a key character trait of a slave toward his master. So what we have here is some expectations that employers can have about their employees. And there are some expectations that the employees need to meet of their employers, and they're not being unreasonable here. They are of God. So, while verse 10b is given specifically to servants, it applies to all who make up the household of God. And when I say verse 10b here, it says that they, the slaves, may adorn the doctrine of our God and Savior in all things. The doctrine of God is the revealed truth of God. And each one of us are walking Bibles. And the way we act and the way we speak and the way we handle ourselves, we are revealing God's truth to other people. And the Bible tells us that we are to reveal that truth. We are in an attractive way. We are to adorn the doctrine of God, the teaching of God, the truths of God, who is called our Savior in all things. And that word adorn is very interesting. It's found in ancient literature, and it was used of the arrangement of jewels in a manner that sets off their full beauty. Jewels set on a velvet black cloth sparkle more than if they are displayed on a plain mat. And we would say the black velvet cloth represents the unpleasant things in our life, the things that are not really what we want. But they provide the background that makes our testimony sparkle even more for our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. So we have five musts here for servants. They are to be submissive. They are to be do their best. They are to be respectful. They are to be honest. And they are to be loyal. And that really applies to all who make up the household of God. We are to adorn the gospel of Jesus Christ. It is the supreme privilege of every follower of Christ. Now, we're going to move on to our last section here of chapter 2 of the book of Titus. And again, the previous 10 verses of our chapter, Paul gave specific instructions to the five different groups of people that made up the constituency of the churches of Crete. But the basis of their conduct is the same. And we see that as we look at verse 11 and 12 and 13. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. So the basis for our conduct today, here, in West Central Wisconsin, is the same as it was for those believers who lived in Crete over 2,000 years ago. And that is the matchless grace of Christ. That is our motivation. That is why we want to live as we have been told right here. And the word salvation right here, it can refer to deliverance from a physical danger or affliction or even death. Daniel was divinely delivered from a den of lions. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were delivered from a fiery furnace. And during a storm on the Sea of Galilee, Jesus delivered the 12 from drowning. You remember these. But unless the context indicates otherwise, when either the Old Testament or the New Testament refers to the word salvation, it is always in regard to deliverance from sin and its consequences. So that's what Paul is specifically talking about. He says, "For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men." It's that matchless grace of Christ. It is the ultimate and only ground of salvation. And that grace teaches us. What does it teach us? Well, three things. Number one, that grace teaches us how to live. That grace teaches us how to live. And if you're taking notes, I know you don't have the outline that we normally give out in our bulletin here, but that grace teaches us how to live negatively, and it teaches us how to live positively. So first of all, let's take a look at that grace as it is defined for us negatively. Paul says that that grace teaches us to deny ungodliness. You know, that is the opposite of the way the world looks at grace. You tell them how you come into a relationship with God. It is by God's unmerited favor, His gift, which is eternal life. And many times people discount it and they say, "Oh, no. You gotta work your way to heaven." And if you're telling me that I can get right with God that way, then I can go out and live any way I want. How many times have you heard that? But Paul says in Romans chapter 6, verses 1 and 2, "What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein?" No, grace does not give us license to live any way we want. Grace empowers us to live the way God desires. And so that grace teaches us how to live. First of all, negatively. The Bible tells us here that we are to deny ungodliness. Now let me just back up right here. It says that that grace has appeared. It has appeared unto all men. We don't want to go too fast through this right here. But that word appeared is epiphano, and it means to make clear. God has made clear this grace to all men. And our English word epiphany comes from it. And we use it to describe something we intuitively understand. We use it to describe something that we would call a flash of insight. And the Greek Orthodox Church celebrates January 6th as Epiphany Sunday. That's the day they believe Christ was revealed to the three wise men when they found him in Bethlehem. And the Bible tells us here that if you have been saved, if you've been born again, you have had a spiritual epiphany. Jesus Christ has revealed himself to you by the will of God the Father. And it is a wonder. It is the most stupendous event that can happen to a person's life. Now it says that he hath appeared unto all men. In Paul's day, not all men had been reached with the gospel. And in our day, we know that there are many that have not yet been reached by the gospel. What do the two words "all men" mean? Well, in Paul's time, not only Jews had been exposed to the gospel, but Gentiles had been exposed to the gospel. That's one way we can understand that term, all men, Jew and then Gentile now. And then, second of all, not only now that, but we know from reading our Bible that men from all different walks of life have been exposed to the gospel. Rich Arimathean businessman by the name of Joseph, as well as a poor beggar outside the city of Jericho by the name of Bartimaeus, when they repented, when they heard the words of the king. The self-righteous Pharisee, Saul of Tarsus, the one who writes this epistle to Titus, as well as the woman at the well, repented when they encountered Jesus Christ. And so the word appears to all men. It means people from all walks of life. It doesn't mean that everyone at that point in time, nor does it mean that everyone now has heard the gospel yet. And that is why we are still tasked with the Great Commission. So let's go ahead here. The grace teaches us how to live, first of all, negatively, by denying ungodliness. Denying ungodliness. The word deny is arneomai. It means to say no to. It means to negate. It means to contradict. It means to reject. It means to refuse. It means to disavow. It means to disown. It means to renounce. Ungodliness in all its different fashions and appearances and forms, ungodliness. And then it appears in what is called the middle voice. And I know that we have talked about this before, but the middle voice implies something that we personally must individually do. The active voice, the subject does the action. The passive voice, the subject is the recipient of the action. But when a verb is put in the middle voice, such as this is, denying ungodliness, the subject participates in the results of the action. The middle voice is a distinctive way in which Greek makes us see that there is a responsibility that is laid upon the person that is tasked with the action. The active voice of a verb emphasizes the action of the verb. The middle voice emphasizes the agent of the action. So this is something that each believer now is required, asked, exhorted to do. They are to deny ungodliness. Say no to it. Refuse it. In all the many different ways we are confronted with it during our life. Now, that's a pretty big task, is it not? Yes. That's a pretty big mission statement. In Matthew chapter 15, verses 18 through 20, Jesus said, "But these things which proceed out of the mouth come forth from the heart, and they defile the man. For out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, blasphemies. These are the things which defile a man." In other words, we have an enemy from within. We have a sin nature that promotes, wants us to yield to ungodliness. Paul said in Romans chapter 7, verse 18, "For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, in this human body, dwelleth no good thing." Your body sends sinful impulses to your mind, and we are told to block them. We are told to deny them. We are told to refuse them. We are told to reject them. And that's what God's grace teaches us since we've been saved. We don't run to sin. We run from sin. That's what the new birth does for us. Now, God has equipped each believer with a triple warning system so that we can discern and detect what is not of Him. He's given to us a conscience. We had that before we got saved. But second of all, He has given to us His Holy Spirit, who operates from within us as well, to help us to know the difference between what is right and wrong. And then third, He gives us the Word of God. As we read the Word and we become learned in the Scriptures, we understand better and exactly what pleases God and what we need to say no to. So He's given to us, each who have been redeemed, He's given a triple warning system. Hey, that's pretty great now, isn't it? Now, this is a full task for each of us, denying ungodliness. You know, in 1 John chapter 2, verses 15 through 17, the scripture says, let me turn there. Just listen as I read, though, if you would, please. It says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Now, Paul lays out three big reasons for not loving the world. And incidentally, the word for love here is agape. And some people love the world unconditionally. They love their sin unconditionally. They will not give it up for anything. But it takes the grace of Christ to bust through the darkness of the human heart so that they can see Christ. And then they will. But three reasons for not loving the world. Number one, it takes away my love for God, my taste for God. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. Why? For all that is in the world, the love of the Father is not in him. It takes away my love for God. Second of all, the world does not promote God. It opposes him, doesn't it? You and I know that. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of the Father isn't. And the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And third, the world is temporary. It is passing away. It's not going to abide forever. So why invest our time, our money, our talents in that which does not last? It does not make sense. So the Bible tells us here, the grace of God comes and it teaches us that we are to deny ungodliness, the enemy from within and the enemy from without. Now, there are a number of ways, practical ways you can do this. And as you work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, you know what works best for you. Obviously, filling your mind with Scripture. Obviously, praying. Obviously, having on the helmet of salvation, which Ephesians 6:17 tells us to wear to protect our mind. There's a number of ways we are to do it. Change our thoughts when we are attacked. Claim the blood of Christ. And that would be a whole nother message and study in itself. So we are to deny ungodliness. We are to deny worldly lusts. The grace of God that saved us teaches us to do that. We don't have license to live however we please or to sin. Relying, being presumptuous on the grace of God? No. It teaches us we have a higher standard now that we follow. And we have the Holy Spirit within us besides our conscience. And now we have the Word of God to help us to do that. So that grace teaches us how to live negatively, but it also teaches us how to live positively. It also teaches us how to live positively. Because the Bible says, teaching us that denying ungodliness, verse 12, and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. Now, we've looked at that word sober. First of all, we're to live soberly, and it means not only free from intoxicants, but it means to have a mind that is safe. A mind that is, that's the literal translation there. It appears five times in Paul's letter. It is a requirement for a pastor. In Titus chapter 1, verse 8, he is to be sober. And then in Titus chapter 2, verse 2, the aged men are to be sober, free from anything that would cloud their judgment. And then Titus chapter 2, verse 4, the young women are to be taught to be sober, and implying that the aged women are of a sound mind, have a mind that is safe. It's safe as it is immersed in the Word of God. And then the young men in Titus chapter 2, verse 6, are to be sober-minded. They are to be in the right mind. And then for all believers here, in verse 12, the word a restrained
a restraint that governs all passions and desires and enables the believer to be conformed to the mind of Christ. They are to live soberly, and then they are to live righteously. They are to do what is right. How do we do that? By following the teachings of the Word of God, by following the example of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we are to live godly, living our life after the manner of Jesus Christ, reverently, devoutly. So this grace teaches us how to live. Hey, guess what? We're out of time. We're going to pick this up the following Sunday. God bless, and stay warm. And as the Lord allows, we'll either meet there at the community center or we'll meet in the sky.
You've been listening to Strength for Today from the Bible Teaching Ministry of Pastor Doug Vick of the First Baptist Church of Durand. If you have a question or a comment about what you've heard today, call or text the church at 715-894-7555. 715-894-7555. You're also invited to visit them on Sunday mornings at 11 a.m.
It's 9 o'clock at Real Country 1430 AM Stereo WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM Translator W297CH, Durand. Time now for the weekly service from the First Baptist Church of Algiers in Walker, Louisiana.